Well, I've known Tim and Lily for many years, and they have been guests with us here before, so I know some of you have heard them speak in the past, and it's such a delight to have them back with us again today. Tim told me this wasn't part of his presentation, so I don't hope I'm not stealing your thunder, but when I was at General Conference this past summer in July, it was announced that the Free Methodist Church in Taiwan is getting ready to become its own general conference. And you may not know what that means. You know, that just sounds like technical terms. But let me just summarize it for you like this. It means that the missionaries have done a great job. And that over the years, the church there has been built up to a place that they are now sending missionaries, and they are now ministering to other places and other countries, and that's really what we long to see, is that multiplication of the Lord's work, and Tim and Lily both have been a part of that for many years. So we celebrate that milestone and the part that we've been able to share with them in that. And I'm going to ask them to come now and tell us of what God is doing there. And come forward at this time. Irene, come as well. Thank you so much for being here today.
Okay. You know, when we come to the United States, one of the churches that we always look forward to is coming here to Holland and sharing with you. We also come to say thank you because you are a part of us. You pray for us. I know many of you do. And you support us in so many ways. And we are so thankful for you. I just want to introduce you to our shirts. I will tell you what has been told to me. They tell me these are red shirts. And on the front has a sheep. Okay. And on the back has some writing. Turn around here.
耶稣是世界的希望. Jesus is the hope of the world.
Yeah. We wear these shirts whenever we're out in our park or nursing home or doing some kind of ministry in our community. We want people to know that Jesus is the hope of the world.
And we have a good friend, Irene, come together with us. She will give her testimony later on. Our topic today is 3G mission. Do you like to learn some Chinese?
We always come out. We always like to teach a little Chinese, but very simple. Yes. Very simple Chinese. You'll get this.
The meaning of the song is "Give thanks to Jesus from my heart." You will recognize this word, but I believe we are a good Chinese teacher.
Yes. Yes.
Let's learn the first most important name in the world is Jesus. Jesus, Chinese said, Yesu. Yeah, if we do the motion, maybe easier to remember. Yesu, use your middle one to nail. Yesu. We both will help. Yesu. Yeah. Twice. Yesu. Yesu. This was person. If we do this, means thank you. 谢谢. But to God, we, from our heart, we will say 感谢. Yeah. 感谢. Okay. Now we can 感谢. 感谢. Yeah. Together. 感谢, 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 耶稣, heart. In is our heart. Mind, 我 my heart, 我心 okay, last one.
Zai
means here, from here. Zai, 我心 okay. Zai,
我心
Now we can make a whole sentence and we can sing together. We'll try and you can follow us.
Yeah.
感谢耶稣
感谢耶稣 感谢耶稣 在我心 感谢耶稣 感谢耶稣 感谢耶稣
在我心
You're better than me. Okay, that's good. We can do it again. Okay, I just want to tell you, that was a really good practice. Okay, now we're going to do it for real. Okay.
Really from our heart.
Yeah. 感谢耶稣 感谢耶稣 感谢耶稣在我心 You are good. Yeah, very good.
Our message from this scripture, Luke 13, verse 22 to 24. Let's read together. So, and he said to them, try to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. Thank you. We want to share simply 3G. First G is grow in Christ. Mm-hmm. As we read the scripture, people like me, I also were concerned about the number. Church number, how many people here,
right.
how many guests saved. But how Jesus answered the question. Strive to enter the narrow door.
Yeah.
We need to grow in Christ.
Yes, and that's really important because in our ministry, you know, like Lily was just saying about the number, but it's really not about the number. It's about personal growth. And we work very strongly in discipleship. We want people to not only come to Christ, but then to grow in Christ.
Yeah. We'd like to share a story about Mr. Luke.
Yeah. This is a 79-year-old man who is hard of hearing. So how can we minister to him? Well, first of all, his wife, came to Christ first.
Yeah, she was introduced by a friend to a shop, came to her shop and come to the church and accept the Lord quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But her marriage is disaster.
Yeah.
Her husband left her for more than 30 years. And her husband, this Mr. Lu, stay in the Buddha's temple.
That's where he lived.
Yeah.
That was his housing, was right inside the Buddhist temple for more than 30 years.
So after Mrs. Lu come to the Lord, we discipled her, and I said, you need to invite your husband to come.
Yes.
And he said, I try, but I don't know if she will come. For 40 years, very devout, mixed religion.
Yeah.
Buddhists, Taoists, and others.
Yeah. Yeah.
For 40 years, if you know Chinese, it's called Yi Guan Dao. Every religion is the same, go to the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so first time, she tried to invite, she told me, I don't know if she will come or not, he will come or not. But surprisingly, he came and sat in the second round. But because he cannot hear, so everything needs to put, read on screen. He can read and can write very good letters. Mm-hmm. So since first time came, and nobody communicate with him because he cannot hear, even the family.
Right.
So I always try to give him a tract or some gospel thing, try. And thanks Lord, really worked out one thing. I told him, can I meet you every Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meet you one-to-one, help you to know. And through several months, he never stopped to come and always make note. And I just disciple him by writing and communication. Okay. So 2017, Christmas time, he baptized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's down a little bit. That'll help.
Thank you. These are the books I try to do. Oh, thank you. You.
Okay.
Thank you. So these are books I help him for the new believer and the Bible study. And last book, he even read The Purpose Driven Life, finished. And one book I gave him is about last bottom one is Worship the True God and What is Know Your Ancestor. That talk about our Chinese problem. Most problem is ancestor worship. Very hard to break it. Okay. And so through reading, learning, and fellowship, and he became believer, decided to follow Jesus.
Right.
And then we did one thing that always very exciting to us is rid of the idol from the house.
Yeah, we call that the house cleaning. And one day, we, through the process of him reading the book and then his daughter-in-law reading the book, they all agreed to get rid of the idols. Now, the idol is a God shelf, and there are idols on it. So when we take the idols out and break them, we also take the God shelf out and break that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But then we replace that, usually with a scroll. There's a scroll that you can...
Yeah. The scroll is from the scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8, about the love. What is love? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this family really needed it. So we gave him. And another special thing I didn't know before.
Yeah, we weren't aware that he was going to do this.
Yeah. He wrote a red color paper for four letters. Ji Du Zhi Jia means this is the house of Christ.
Now, he did this, but then he said, I'm going to put this on my front door.
Yeah.
So that, and, you know, the houses come right up to the sidewalks in Taiwan or right up to the roads. So anybody walking by is going to see this.
Yeah.
So he wanted it as a testimony. And so he put it right there on his front door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really amazing, you know, how God works in these people's lives and how God changes. You may think this morning, you know, you're praying for someone, you prayed for a long time, but you don't know what God's doing.
You know, this is not easy. Every Tuesday I met him and talked with him. At the same time he came to the church, he still go to temple, Buddha temple. And so one day I challenged him. I said, you should stop to go there.
Right.
You cannot put your both foot on the two boats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not a spiritual warfare, but God win.
Yeah, God win. Yeah, because and you know, once we, you know, through the process of discipleship, one of the things we do is we try to get them involved in our ministry. But how could we do this for him? Well, one thing he's part of our prayer walking team on Saturday morning. We prayer walk around our community on Saturday morning, and we invited him to come with us.
Yeah.
And Lily had a really neat idea. You know, he didn't know people in the church because they don't walk up and try to communicate to him. So Lily had an idea of how to help him.
Every Sunday, we have marked the people who come, who didn't come. I asked him to try to mark for, you know, who is this, who is that. So he always, the first person come Sunday morning, come to the church. And start to know who is who. And now he is one of the greeters in our church.
Yeah, put him on the greeting meal. And, you know, another thing that he does very well.
Memorize.
We do a scripture memory thing that we do every season. And he's always the first one.
Yeah.
He always does it, and he's very good. And he's very kind. And he always walks up to me and always practices a little. Well, he speaks loudly, so he speaks English. And so it's kind of fun. You know, about the prayer walking thing, let me just tell you, when we told him about it, we said, okay, we go every Saturday except if it's raining. And he just sort of thought, raining? Well, that shouldn't stop you. Just put a raincoat on. You can still go.
Yeah, we know. The idol read out from totally from her heart, his heart, mm-hmm. and he's continued to grow because he built her his own personal relation devotion time every day. That's the first G. Second G is give testimony, personal testimony.
Yeah,
we like to have Irene to share with you.
Just a quick note on that. You know, Irene came to us and said she'd like to come with us to the U.S., and we said, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And God worked it out that she's in a wonderful host family who love her very much.
Yes.
Yeah.
This picture is Irene went with us in a park, shared with people, and this girl, Irene talked to her, and then he accepted the Lord. Irene. She.
Yeah.
Chinese, she and he, does the same pronunciation.
Good morning, everyone. I'm happy to meet you here, and I'm also happy to share my testimony. My name is Irene. I'm from Taiwan, where is a beautiful island. I have two older brothers. My daddy has passed away 6 years ago, and now I live with my mom in Taiwan. When I was a preschool child, my parents often had a quarrel, so I always felt lonely and had low self-confidence. I'm sad about my parents' quarrel, but I don't know how to solve it. One day, I talked to my friends about this matter, and she told me that you can pray. A lot of time, I think Christianity is just one of the religion. So what she said couldn't touch my heart. One night, I was really sad and cried a lot. And I remember what my friend said, you can pray. Then I pray and say, God, what should I do? Then I heard a voice say, just do it. The voice was so clear, and then I knew there is one God. When I was a college student, I joined the Christianity Fellowship and had a Bible study. I really understand Christianity is not only the religion. In John chapter 14, verse 6,
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. This is what I believe. So I was baptized in 1996. After becoming a Christian, Jesus' love and salvation give me the new identity. I know where I am from and where I will go. God is the living God. He really hears my prayer and gives me the strength. Actually, even I can solve my parents' quarrels, but I know how to forgive my father and how to love my parents and pray for them. And I also know human love may fail sometimes, but God's love never fails. In 2012, my daddy was baptized in the hospital before he passed away. I know my daddy is beside Jesus and he is in peace now. I also read the Bible to my mom every night and pray for my family. In Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, I and my house will be the servants of the Lord. Hope someday my family know Jesus and come to adore and serve him. For this is the best blessings, and I have already chosen it in my life. My dear sisters and brothers, how you can choose Jesus is your love in your life. Let God love you, help you, guide you. Come to Jesus, believing in him is the most wonderful thing in the world. May God bless you. Thank you.
You know, one of the ways that you can always share the gospel is share your testimony.
Yeah. In our church, we start from our young kids. The picture, our Sunday school teacher help our kids to make their own tract.
Yeah. You know, we could have gone out and paid a lot of money and bought tracts, but we decided, let's come up with an idea. Let kids develop their own tracts that they could give out.
Yeah, have scripture on, have some words on. Then we took them out to the community, to the park, pass out. We copy it and pass out and let kids learn how to introduce our church to the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's improvement from our church. If you remember last time we were here, we would like to be a mission church. So our Sunday school principal leader was very good about that and led. So when we go out, we always wear our uniform. Last time it's blue one.
Yeah.
And yeah. So another thing, another thing we did this summer, we help kids to do the five-color.
Okay, it's a five-color bracelet. Okay, it's the colorless. You know, you remember the wordless book. Okay, well, this has the colors, and what we decided to do was let the kids learn how to share how to share the gospel.
Every color has a message.
Right.
Yeah. And they did it and make a brace and sell in the church to raise the funds, mission funds for our missionary.
Yeah, yeah. And so the twofold purpose was, first of all, obviously, to learn how to share the gospel. Each color has a message. And then selling it to support missions.
Yeah. We have a missionary. Napoor support by us. We only support one third. She was in Papua New Guinea. Is in.
Yeah, right. Currently, she's in Papua New Guinea.
And she went this July. She went to Myanmar.
Yes, this is a 19-year-old girl. Her name is Julia, and we've known Julia since she was a little child. Because they would they'd be outside the church playing, and so Lily said, well, I can teach them something. So she started in our flute class. She's gone through our youth group and graduated from high school and is preparing to enter college. But the opportunity for her to go to Myanmar came out this summer to go for 3 weeks to help in an orphanage, which is a very tough area, too, because it's an area where there isn't much electricity or water, and very heavily
mosquitoes.
Yes. And so, but she went on this trip for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because the needs is not only 3 weeks, they need more. So Heidi and Samuel continued 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, after Irene finished 3 weeks, then Heidi and her son, 13-year-old son, Samuel, they went for 2 weeks.
We are very thankful for is these people can be sent out from our church. Mm-hmm. We like to see more, not only Tim and I, Irene come. Although the church number last month not high, but we know we are work with God in the whole world.
Yeah. So I mean, like we said, the number is down, but that's because several of us are out doing ministry, going on mission trips this summer.
Yeah. Our whole purpose, like your church statement, our whole purpose is glorify Jesus Christ. So through growing Christ, through give our testimony, through go for mission, we want to glorify Jesus Christ. Let him be known in the world. Thank you so much. Let us have a chance to share with you. If you want to commit in our ministry, your church already
your church
doing.
Is already doing that, yes. Also, we have a prayer letter that comes out. Now, some of you may be getting it personally. If you're getting the letter, you'll notice it usually comes out around the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. And it has pictures on there that can help with the stories that we tell in our prayer letter.
Yeah. If you want to get our personal prayer newsletter, please send me and I can...
Yeah, you if you see Lily after church, you can write it down for her
or send
it to our email address. We have prayer cards. Where are those?
Pastor had, prayer cards. You can grab one behind, backside have our email address. Thank you so much. Our prayer letter will update you monthly. Thank you so
much. Thank you very much.